the things that really came home to us is that probably the largest barrier to enabling people to start looking at export markets, and I include in that even mainland markets, was being able to facilitate actually taking an inquiry, a sales inquiry, and then actually making that an actual sale. So I think there's been some reticence in the past to look at export because the fact that it's just often considered too difficult or too risky. So we certainly said that an appointment of a market growth facilitator would help make or connect the dots. So it would enable growers to actually take tangible inquiries and then actually export some produce.
So why is export so important in this case? What has the report found in terms of the importance of export markets for the Tasmanian fruit and vegetable industries?
I think the exciting thing is, and even more so even this week with the dollar going to a low that it's been, you know, hasn't been this low for many years. In fact, not that long ago, it was certainly, I think, around $1.07 or higher. So the opportunities for Tasmanian producers to export are really good at the moment. And I certainly think there's been a lot of work done in leading into this period on brand recognition. And we're certainly getting a lot of inquiries in the cherry industry right throughout Asia who really recognise what Tasmania has to offer. So I think combined with the Australian dollar, certainly combined with some of the free trade negotiations which have also occurred and are occurring, I think it's now the perfect time to be launching into export. The outcome of actually putting on a facilitator who can make the connections. And yes, I think that there may be some collaborations. I think that we will see some products marketed under the Tasmanian brand. And certainly even from our own perspective, I think that we're actually more identifying in marketing cherries and even Tasmanian or Australian cherries rather than a branded product, because I think that's there's a lot to be said for both the Tasmanian and the Australian label. But I certainly think one of the things that we battle with is, well, I guess there are a couple of things here. One is having the marketing skills and how you actually package and market your product. Two is volume. So sometimes these supermarkets want quite a substantial volume that maybe one supplier can't provide, or maybe two or three suppliers in different areas of Tasmania can provide over a long period of time. So I think there's opportunities there. And certainly skills. So I think that by some collaboration, we can actually also utilise the best skills within different businesses. So I think there are good opportunities. And it is connecting the dots and actually being able to enable people to take the next step and actually looking at developing some of these opportunities.